During the course of this year's presidential election, Morning Edition is looking at the battleground states where the race is expected to be close. One is New Mexico, which Al Gore carried 4 years ago by fewer than 400 votes. NPR's Linda Wertheimer went home to New Mexico to find out how the contest between President George Bush and Senator John Kerry is shaping up.
New Mexico is a sprawling state of deserts and mountains, Indian reservations and ski resorts. But in population, it's smaller than many American cities, not quite 2 million people. So it is extraordinary to find both candidates chasing after New Mexico's 5 electoral votes. Chris Garcia teaches electoral and ethnic politics at the University of New Mexico.
Right now, the polls are showing, 1 or 2% difference between Kerry and Bush in New Mexico, same as the national polls. Now, why that happens, I'm not sure. I've not been able to explain it because demographically there's not any resemblance between the nation and New Mexico, economically, culturally, religiously, many ways.
We met Chris Garcia at a sprawling campus hangout across old Route 66 from the university. The frontier is a place where you can have green chili on your pancakes, and I promise people do. How does a state where 43% of the population is Hispanic match votes with the rest of the nation?
It's just, as we say, it's just one of them phenomenon, It just happens.
Strangely enough, the swing voters are the same people we're watching in states around the rest of the country, middle-class, suburban, white people. They're called Anglos in New Mexico. People like Frank Soper, a retired Republican businessman. Frank Soper is a perfect target for both sides. He's a Bush voter who's developed doubts.
The Iraqi war is definitely an issue with me. I was called into Korea, and I think I figured out why we were there. But I haven't figured out why we were in any of the wars since. I have real strong feelings about the United States trying to solve all the world problems, and we're not doing a very good job of it.
Soper lives in the Heights, on the shoulders of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains that loom over Albuquerque's east side. From the neighborhood of large, low, adobe-style houses, there are views of the valley and spectacular sunsets. Frank Soper might be George W. Bush's worst nightmare, except he says he can't vote for a Massachusetts liberal like John Kerry. He's thinking of leaving that part of the ballot blank.
Is there something President Bush could say or do that would bring you back to him?
I can't think of anything offhand.
Another swing voter in generally Republican Sandia Heights, Kathy Harmon, writes energy contracts. Registered independent, she voted for Nixon and Reagan. She thinks the U.S. went to Iraq with no clear understanding of the country or of what could happen.
I'm not 100% a Kerry supporter. I think he's not a true far-left Democrat at all, but I really have got to vote Bush out. It's just my number one priority.
The Democratic governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson, who is Hispanic, thinks that John Kerry can narrowly win Albuquerque and Bernalillo County because he will attract some voters in the Heights.
After the debates, after they see the breadth of his knowledge, they will see a moderate. They will see a candidate that has wide experience, that is ready to be president. A good guy, too. That'll come forth. It hasn't come forth yet because it's still early. And I believe eventually he will win some of those white voters. Some. We don't need all of them. But we need to do respectably with those voters that traditionally in New Mexico and nationally will go Republican.
In the Albuquerque area, Republicans generally win the Anglo vote, and Democrats carry Hispanics. Republicans have tried to convert these mostly Catholic, family-oriented voters, but without much luck, even among the young and upwardly mobile. We met a group of young Hispanic professionals at a bar in Albuquerque and asked why. Mo Maestas is an attorney.
Even though there may be particular members of a Latino family that is doing well and may benefit individually from a certain Bush policy, they know that not only their nuclear family, but their extended family will not. Those family barbecues and the baseball games and the gatherings that are going to happen in the fall, tailgating and whatnot, those conversations aren't going to be about tax cuts. They're going to be about who's in the military, who's trying to get into college, who's unemployed in the family.
About 30% of Hispanic voters are Republicans. John Sanchez would like that number to increase. Sanchez ran against Governor Richardson in 2002. Now he's running President Bush's campaign in four southwestern states. He thinks New Mexicans will rally behind the commander-in-chief.
Well, I think people are very concerned about the situation in Iraq. But at the end of the day, I think the issue that's going to make the difference in how people cast their votes is who's going to protect America at the end of the day? Who's going to ensure that they protect not only the homeland, but continue to prosecute this war on terrorism? We would rather take this fight against the terrorist in Baghdad than in Bernalillo.
That message resonates with the president's own base of support. We headed south to the battleground on the border, Las Cruces in Doña Ana County, stopping halfway at the Owl Bar in San Antonio. That's a place famous for many things, including green chili cheeseburgers. The owner, Rowena Baca, told us her dad watched the first atomic bomb test from the Owl Bar's front porch. Baca supports the war in Iraq, the war on terror, and George W. Bush.
He's honest. You know where you stand with him. He says the truth. He doesn't flip-flop. He's a man of his word. He's moral. He's a Christian. What more do you want to...
In Las Cruces, we met another solid Bush voter. Joe Martinez sells recreational vehicles in Las Cruces. The war on terror is also his big issue.
I know that the press and all these so-called intellectuals say that there is no connection, and there was no connection between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein. The philosophies and the beliefs and the terrorism that came out of Saddam Hussein's regime is certainly the same. And it had to be dealt with swiftly, and it had to be dealt with in a manner to show them that we were not going to take it.
Right now, the war seems to dominate political talk in New Mexico. And as long as the election seems close, the state will continue to be important to both parties. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.